Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities who are on Snap P episode 8.
Episode 8. Oh. Language warning, peas. Remember, we swear.
Yep.
Sometimes we cry, but that's okay. Here we are, Mandy.
Hello.
Another week of sparkling remote learning.
Today we made, what did we make today? Oh, we had to like put oil in water. We watched yoga.
Oh, you watched yoga.
We also enjoyed an episode of Sally and Possum, which is a show on ABC Kids that is Auslan.
Oh.
Yeah, so they are signing the whole time.
Oh.
And I just thought, where have I been? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we watched a whole episode of that.
Yeah, well, yeah. My kids are a little bit above ABC
yep,
Kids.
Yep, grade 4. Yep.
We did watch The Science of Stupid, which is I figure it's got the word science in it.
Okay.
It's people doing silly things and they explain to you why they hurt themselves with the physics
the
of it
science
all.
Science of Stupid.
So
fun.
Yep, fun.
We also had to watch a YouTube on going up Plot Mountain.
Oh.
Going down Plot Mountain. For writing. So I can't get that song out of my head.
No.
We're going up Plot Mountain, then there's a, you know, a crisis on Plot Mountain. Then we come down Plot Mountain.
Mandy did send it to me. She's like, here's some inspiration for writing the book, Plot Mountain.
Plot Mountain. We've got to come down Plot Mountain. It's just remained with me.
Look, there is a lot of things that have got stuck in my head during. I can't stop singing, I am you.
Oh.
It's just so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And now there's a kids one.
Oh, is
and
it?
It's all
oh,
children.
Qantas.
Oh. No, they're ABC.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they've done during Corona. Oh. You know, they've had, sorry, for people outside Australia, ABC is our national broadcaster and their TV ad thing to promote themselves is just all people singing.
Oh, we are Australian.
We are Australian.
Yeah. Which is it the, I am Australian or we are Australian?
I think it's We Are Australian.
Okay, yep.
But it's beautiful.
Oh, it is a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. It tears me up.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you've been on a Qantas flight overseas
oh.
and that sucker comes on.
Oh, you're like, I'm going home.
It's beautiful. Oh. And you see like Uluru and you're like, yeah, I've only been there once, but wow. It's not the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
No,
there's
no,
none of
no,
that
no, there's no...
on the Qantas ad.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, gee. Okay. So here we are, another Well, it will be a Monday.
We'll be Monday. This is we'll have been week 7 of remote learning.
Yeah.
So that
is the countdown, people.
Come on, Peas. You're amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
I know lots of our over Peas. Yep. You've been doing it longer and you will continue. I know.
Some of you are going to summer holidays.
Yes.
So it's very.
They're not going back to September.
No, that's a long time.
That's a long time because then I don't know what your countries are like, but what are you going to be able to do on those holidays?
Yeah.
You're still going to be home with your pea shoots and your other kids.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's, I mean, we've got the light at the end of the tunnel, assuming the community transmission cases stay low.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I think we're all nervous. We are nervous. But I, you know, I was
I'm cautious, maybe.
Yes, cautious.
You know, I'm just thinking, well, don't get your hopes up that this is.
Might get pulled back.
Yeah, we might get pulled back.
I think
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think we're all thinking that.
Which they'll all be cheering.
Yeah, that's right. I know. It's going to be a strange day.
Molly's agreed to give it a go next week.
Oh, good.
So, she said she's turned her heart around.
Oh, and what a beautiful heart. What a move, Molly. We all back that.
Thank you. So I said, and she just said, day at a time.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, let's do a day at a time.
Let's do it day at a time.
I said, well, I'll drive you with the dog and then I'll pick you up with the dog.
Yeah.
And I said, is there anything you'd like in your lunch? A packet of chips. I said, okay.
Oh, easy
so
done.
We'll give it a go. We'll see how she goes.
Yep.
And then June the 9th for the other two.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, which is, you know, it is within sight now. When it was the whole term,
would
have been another 3 weeks on top of that.
Yeah.
So anyway, good on us. I guess all of you, and I know in some states you've been doing a few days a week or one day a week. That's probably hard.
Proud of you, Peas.
Yeah, we're proud of all of you. Yeah. And I know that the minute we do not have to hear that Microsoft Teams or Zoom or sound again.
Even this morning. Where's the code for WebEx?
Oh.
I was like, I don't know. It's the same code it's always been. Oh, sorry, I put a 7 instead of an 8. I was like, yeah.
We had this terrible thing, which I wasn't going to talk about, but it's been a few weeks ago now. So Scholarship was helping Buzz and Woody with their maths because that is I have to tap out. You've got to know your strength.
Fair enough.
And I'm cooking during that time.
Okay, yep.
And so she's helping them and the maths teacher has been amazing and he records his classes so he can go back and watch them.
Yeah.
Which has been extremely beneficial to us.
Yes.
So we go back and watch it and we pause it and I'm like, this would be great if this was school. You could just pause the teacher.
Yeah.
anyway, because we have the unique position of having two computers beside each other doing the same class, if the mics are unmuted and someone talks, you get a weird echo. Goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Right. Anyway, so Scholarship was very naughty. She was getting frazzled at their mucking
Sorry,
around.
It's not funny.
I know. Well, it is. Well, it is funny when you hear it, but it's also horrifying. This is a low parenting moment.
Okay,
low.
Yep,
low.
Yep. Lower than mediocre.
Oh, much lower. It's the lowest of lows. Anyway, so Scholarship saying to them, listen, we've got to listen. She's trying to like mime and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, doesn't realise for some reason they've unmuted.
Oh, gee.
And she just says, could you fucking stop?
Oh.
Anyway, to which goes for about 4 minutes. Not 4 minutes, maybe 30 seconds. Fucking stop, fucking stop, fucking stop, fucking stop. It just echoes and echoes and a bus just runs, gone, up the hallway. And then the teacher just goes, that was really weird. What was that? I thought, oh, they don't know.
No, they don't know who it
was. It was us that did it. If they really thought about it, they would work it out. And a friend of mine whose son's in the class goes, oh, yeah, he played it back for us because it's on record and everyone can keep hearing it. So we have played it back a few times and I was like, anyway, don't judge us. You don't know what it's like, people.
No. No one's judging.
No one's judging. You do not know what we deal with here.
No. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that was fun. The other fun thing that happened today, it made me laugh a lot. We were in some, you know, classroom with a teacher on and she was amazing. It was their curriculum support teacher.
Yeah.
So she said, look, I'm going to go through all this stuff, but I'm really aware that it's draining, right?
Yep.
And so if you lose if you've lost the will to concentrate, just walk off for a bit, right?
Okay.
So good.
Good.
And my Buzz goes, lost it? I've never found that in the first place.
What did you say?
Nothing. She just laughs.
It's the truth, you know.
It's the truth.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
lost it?
What do you mean? I've never had the will to concentrate.
Brilliant. They're so funny at this age. Oh, so witty. Yeah.
Yep, they are really funny. So.
Yep.
Anyway.
We had another burst pipe this morning just for a family with the surname Hose. We have had so many water issues. So I just go into my bedroom and I hear gushing, pouring water. And I'm like, what?
No.
And then it took me about 2 minutes to work out what was going on because water was pouring out of like the cupboards from the sink and it was hot. So the hot water tap thing had burst. Aww. And so I'm going, help!
Yes.
Help! And the girls are like, what? And then they said to me later, that was the sound you made when you stabbed your hand.
Ah. I was like, okay. I save it for emergencies.
Get dad. He must be on Zoom or something. He comes in and then he's like, what? Then he's like, I've got to take my hearing aids out because he can't get them wet.
No.
So it's just like, okay, get the hearing aids out. I'm saying, get towels. Everybody get towels. He just kind of strips.
A man of action.
He's just down to his undies. He's like, okay, it's the tap. I'm like, I know it's the tap.
Thanks, Einstein.
Run out. I'm thinking, does he even know where the hot water thing is? Eventually, it just turns off. Okay, come back in, and we've just got every towel known to man. Yeah, I'm just thinking, great towels for days now.
Absolutely freezing.
We're not going to be able to dry them
in Melbourne, and the sun is sort of poking through now, but we've got rain for the next week.
I know. Anyway, it's going to be.
That's a dryer job.
I put two in the dryer.
You have to go in the dryer.
Anyway, thankfully, I've got a beautiful friend who listens, whose husband's a plumber, and he came.
Bless.
And he just started laughing. He just goes, how many issues have you guys had with water? I was like, I know. Yeah, it comes with the name.
Yeah.
It's not funny, but it was just it was an easy one to fix.
You should have married someone called Darren Fat Stacks of Money.
Why didn't I?
I've got some more issues with the money coming in.
Why didn't I? Oh, so there you go. That's another one.
There you go. Anyway, we've got some speak pipes and a couple of messages from you lovely peas.
Great, great, great.
So let me find them.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. My name is Erin and I live in New Zealand. I started your podcast in order at the start of our family's lockdown 8 weeks ago, and I'm just 3 episodes shy now of catching up completely.
What?
I just wanted to give a shout out to my own 2-year-old twins who made it absolutely impossible to do home learning with their older sister entire time. I haven't had the opportunity to even think about what was being sent home and what she's missed out on. And she's back at school tomorrow now. So that's that. Yep. I guess we're done with home learning.
Awesome.
All the best to you. Thanks for an amazing podcast.
Oh, thank you, Erin.
What do we call them? Kiwi peas? What do we call them?
Someone messaged me that and she's like, you're saying it wrong. I think it's peewees.
Oh, peewees.
Peewees, I think.
Yes,
she's like,
peewees.
Can you get it right? I was like, sorry.
Thank you, peewees. Thank you. I can imagine 2-year-old twins.
I would have gone, never turning that laptop on, never opening that.
Oh, it's a debacle.
Absolute mayhem in that house. So your little other child will pick it up straight away back at school.
Yeah. Oh, and listening to all our episodes.
And you've listened. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Because it's hard to listen to podcasts now.
Yes,
so
I've had trouble. So
big
thank
you.
Gold star to
you,
Peewee of the year.
Yep.
Maybe not of the year, but of the pandemic.
Yeah, Peewee of the pandemic.
Yes.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Shana here.
Hello.
I've just stopped mid-walk after listening to your latest little MIDI version on a Monday. And I thought I'd just give you a call to say what everyone else is, which is thank you so much for all that you do and all that you say. The last speak pipe that you had talked about how you do give us a voice and you sounded conflicted with that. Yeah. And I certainly have heard people say that as parents we don't have a right to speak in the disability space as we're not disabled ourselves, but I say fuck them. You do need a voice, and I just wish you guys had been around when my little pea shoot was little, and I had to hear daily comments, parenting tips and advice, how to keep him under foot, under hand, under toe and in control. Mm. And I didn't have the voice or the words like outer rectum to throw it right back at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wish I had had the armor that you provide now to me years ago when I really needed it. I'm in WA, so you asked how we were coping and how we went back to school.
Yeah.
Well, I slowed the car down and almost stopped before I threw them out, both of my pea shoots out to school. They went and they coped and they're happily settled back in. Oh. Anyway, thanks for all that you do.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. And thank you. We've had a few messages, actually.
Have we?
Of people saying, well, but that not as eloquently as fuck that or whatever. Which I love.
I love that too.
Thank you, thank you,
thanks,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I love the image of throwing kids out.
I know. Those memes are amazing.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Oh, it's been a hard week for me. It's that time of the month.
Mm-hmm.
My three P's are 1.5, 4, and 6.
Oh, busy.
And we're in Queensland and we've just gone back to school and kindy this week, so everybody's a little bit more tired.
Yes, true.
I work in intensive care.
Wow.
And, oh, gosh, life can throw curveballs.
Mm.
I've just walked out of my 12-hour shift and I thought, oh, I'm feeling so flat.
I bet.
Who am I going to listen to on the drive home? And I just remembered, oh, my God, it's Snap Pea Monday.
Aww.
And I nearly cried.
Aww.
I was so glad that I could just turn you on and chill out. Yesterday was the first time I've drunk alcohol in about 10 years.
Mm.
I just got to the end of my tether.
Yep.
And anyway, just want to say thank you to you both. I so enjoy listening to you on Mondays and Thursdays.
Mm.
And it's just a good little escape. And to hear you both laugh and make me laugh. And I have learned so much from you. And I have told so
many. Aww.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I can hear how exhausted she is.
Yeah, it's just.
Yep.
Yep. It's. Yep. Come on. Life's hard enough without a pandemic.
It really is.
Really is. And just all the extra responsibility and.
Yeah, and the worry.
The worry. I think a lot of people have drunk when they haven't, when they're not normally
drinking.
Even
me. I hardly drink, but I've been like.
I'll have a wine.
Yes.
So the thing I would like to say, I know that there are people that have issues with alcohol. Yep. Mandy and I are not those. We're not Chardonnay mums. Like you'll never see us sharing those memes.
No.
That's fine if you like that.
Yeah.
That's not our shtick, right? No. But when my dad died, I remember drinking a little bit more and thinking and then one day going, okay, it's not going to fix it. You can stop now. But it just was a tiny little, like I wasn't drinking every day.
No.
But I just needed a little something because some days were impossible.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you see, you think, no, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that's what you're doing, that's okay for a little bit.
That's right.
You know, I've put on weight, you know.
Yeah, and then
we will right ourselves. Our bodies will, you know, pop back up, hopefully, and we'll. So, but thank you for sending us that
you.
Message.
Thank you. Keep going. And I just love the idea. I mean, I know when I see a podcast pop up that I love.
Yeah, you're like,
and
that's
you think,
right.
Oh, I've got a car on and I've got a new one.
Yes.
It's a great feeling.
It is a great feeling.
So I feel like really chuffed that flattered. You feel that way about us. Yeah, I feel flattered. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. And you took the time. You were really tired.
Yeah.
And you still bothered to call us.
Thank you.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Kirsten calling from Perth, Western Australia. I am P-mum to Brad. I listened to Lana's episode the other week and brought back a lot of memories. Our CP diagnosis happened at 13 months post-pneumococcal meningitis.
Right.
And at the time I thought, why are they talking about my son having cerebral palsy? He doesn't have cerebral palsy. He'd got a brain injury from a bacterial infection, so it was interesting, you know, just going through that journey.
Yeah.
Also came home from hospital with a feeding tube for him, so that whole nasal gastric tube brought back a lot of memories. My son is in year 7 now, and having listened to you guys talk about transition to high school and things like that, I'm felt a lot more comfort knowing, well, experiencing the trickiness and sort of understanding that that was pretty normal, I suppose, for most kids, not for his elder brother, but for this little guy. I did mention to my Perth Children's Hospital neuro rehab doctor around the podcast as well, speaking to her just this week around NDIS planning, which is, as you know, loads of fun. It's my first experience with that, so you're also helping me there as well. And Kirsten from Perth continued, we've had a long journey with Brad, our little guy, and at his worst he was, couldn't breathe by himself, couldn't swallow. We had to suction his saliva. This was when he'd had pneumococcal meningitis. So a long journey. We didn't know how he was going to progress. But he's attending mainstream school, just heading into a modified curriculum after term one of year seven. And he has made me laugh a couple of times, which I had to note in the last couple of weeks. We got the kids to download the COVID app and he came asking me for some help with doing that. And when I went to have a look at it for him, he signed himself up as Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, which I went, you can't do that. But my husband tells me he doesn't have to sign up with his real name. I also, the other morning, was trying to figure out if he'd had breakfast before school. He's able to make his own breakfast. And after drilling into him a little, I discovered he hadn't made breakfast. He said, Mum, there's breakfast club at school, which I then had to explain to him is for the kids who can't get breakfast at home, but his love of food is so great. He's kissed the nasal gastric tube well and truly goodbye. Anyway,
amazing.
I love your work. I love listening to you. Keep it up, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
beautiful.
You. Oh, that's great, Tony Stark.
They're so funny. Clever. Oh,
great.
Sounds like he's thriving.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just, year seven.
Yep, tricky.
Yep. And then, look at that. He's got a modified curriculum and he's happy.
Yeah, and he's doing well. Yeah. Great.
Hello, girls. This is Alice. I was just listening to your latest episode with Lana from Ohio.
Oh.
And if you guys could record her saying the words in her beautiful accent, thanks, asshole, I would definitely download that to my phone and use it when you get the outer rectum comments. Anyway, just thought you could do that for all of us. Thanks. Bye.
We can totally do that. Lana, if you're listening,
get on the speak pipe. We just want you to say over and over, Thanks, asshole.
You definitely have to go on the speak pipe then.
You do.
Perfect.
Yeah. But the P's want you.
Well, you know, and when they ask, we deliver. That's the greatest.
Because we've had a lot of our, if you're listening in audio, you'll know that a lot of our episodes, Mandy and I have had interviews that we were trying to catch up on.
Yes.
So we haven't had time to say, wasn't this episode great and wasn't that episode great? Because it feels a bit rude to do it when someone's on the phone.
Yes.
But, yeah, Lana was amazing.
Oh, she was amazing.
So much feedback. Karen was amazing from Associate for Children with Disability. All of
and
our...
now every time they post, I'm like,
yeah,
go ACD. I'm really proud of them.
So, we've just haven't had time to talk about them.
No.
Because we've global pandemic, things are slightly unusual.
They are.
So,
But, we want that.
Yeah, we do. Come on, Lana. Asshole.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Lydia here, long-time listener. I just adore you ladies and I've been listening for months. You make a huge difference, so thank you. I have two pea shoots and I wanted to do something different. So I'm going to read a little story that was written by one of mine.
Oh.
Once upon a time, there was a frog who was grey, and the other frogs were coloured. One day, the frog went to find her colour. She found herself in a school. She saw a small girl with some paint. Then Fiona the frog had an idea. She tried to act like she was painting herself. The girl Anne, with an E, told the whole class to paint the frog. And Violet, one of the students, painted Fiona red. And then the other students had a go until she was rainbow all over. So with that, she started to hop home. And then a bird spotted her. Fiona began to go faster. But the bird went faster, so Fiona jumped into a river nearby to hide. She came out and said, "I think I should be grey." Mm-hmm. So with that, she went home. And she could hide from the birds hunting her. Her family were thrilled to see her home, and even more happy to see that she finally knows she is perfect just the way she is.
Oh, you're making me cry.
Goodness.
Oh, what a beautiful story. What a beautiful story.
That has to go in our book.
That has to go. That is definitely going in the book.
If you agree.
Yes, if you agree. Some people just like fogging up my glasses.
Hi again. It's Lydia. So my daughter wrote that story. She is 8 years old.
Oh.
And I was super impressed, to be honest. She has her own little challenges along the way and wants to be a children's author.
Oh, no.
And I think she's pretty much nailed it. I think this might just be her very first book.
Yes.
And I wanted to share it with you, Peas. So you can share it with your pea shoots because they're perfect, just the way they are.
Oh,
thanks, ladies. You make such a huge difference and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you made a difference this week, Lydia.
Well, if she wants to publish that herself and not be in our book, then tell us.
Yes, that's right.
Because we don't want to take away the moment of glory.
No.
Yeah.
But if she would like a little page in the book,
yeah,
she could draw her little.
Yeah, she could
do a drawing. If she likes drawing, or if that's her strength,
she could do a drawing as well. Yep, yes, well, we would love that.
We would love it.
Oh, thank you. That was stunning.
That was amazing. Thank you. I wanted to say we got a lovely Facebook message today from an overpee. So she lives in Washington, and it was beautiful. And but I haven't asked her permission to talk about it or anything.
Sure.
But she finished by saying, "I just want to thank you two for being." And I was like, oh
that's it.
Thank you. I was like, oh, what a profound sentence.
Oh,
she just really, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. No, it was beautiful. And she shared a beautiful story with us, which we may share. She may be in the book, or maybe some stories. And here's a bonus of having a podcast: people trust just to Mandy and I.
Yeah, and so that's right. We're lucky.
Beautiful stories.
Yeah, we sure do.
And
they just sit in our hearts.
Yep, they do.
Yeah.
And we're really, really, really.
And when I get them and Kate forwards them to me, and then I'm just stopped in my tracks.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, wherever
absolutely.
I am, whatever chaos is going on.
Yep.
And then I sit down and I give them each my time.
Yep.
Because I know if that was me writing my heart out, I would want that person to sit down and give me that time.
And they, what an honour.
It is an honour.
Someone to share their story is, it's powerful.
Yes.
And we love them.
Yes.
Yeah, we really, really do. So we got a good email this week that I thought I would read, and then maybe we'll do a couple of reviews.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There was a funny one this week, I think. Hi, Mandy and Kate. I felt inclined to write to you to thank you for your podcast. I've only recently discovered you, but I've binge-listened my way through 18 episodes in 14 days.
Far out.
And like others, have cried, laughed, and everything in between. The stories of your pregnancy hit me hard. As my story starts at my 20-week scan, 3 soft markers were picked up in my singleton baby, which could have indicated trisomy 13, 90% terminal, trisomy 18, severely disabled, or trisomy 21, Down syndrome.
Right.
Panic and disbelief sank in, and my automatic response was to emotionally detach from my baby. If I was going to lose him, I wanted to protect myself by being emotionally detached.
Mm.
I'm unsure if anyone can understand this, but it was what I had to do.
Of course.
It was hard. On that same day, I was offered an amniocentesis. My obstetrician very matter-of-factly stated that the Royal Women's Hospital performed terminations for babies with medical conditions. Sorry, what? Now we're talking about terminating my baby?
Oh.
I was horrified. I went from a happy, oblivious first-time mum to be to a petrified and completely alone pregnant lady with medical professionals telling me that my baby could be very unwell or, if I wanted, could be terminated just like that. This is not how it's supposed to happen. I was supposed to come away with cute pictures and be gushing with excitement. I reluctantly opted for the amnio. I felt numb. The wait for the results was one of the hardest times in my life. I cried and cried and cried. My heart ached with all the potentials. I felt empty and alone. After a horrifying wait, the results came back. Nil chromosomal abnormalities detected.
Right.
Fuck. But then I felt huge amounts of guilt for emotionally detaching with my baby and putting his life at risk for nothing. I slowly rebuilt that connection back by the time he was born via emergency caesarean at 39 weeks. Fetal distress, yet another thing that didn't go quite to plan.
Mm.
Fast forward to now and he's been diagnosed with ASD and ADHD. The feeling of loneliness continues.
Mm.
The bullshit we've had to face from ignorant people has astounded me, but your stories have proven me that I'm not alone.
Nope.
I had my mother-in-law accuse me of ignoring my son, stating that his behaviours were just attention-seeking.
Mm.
I had some old bat scream at me in front of my kids, out the front of school one morning, telling me to be a better mother and to parent my children or she'd call protective services. Mr. ASD and his little sister had run ahead along the footpath because she had made it to the yellow line before Mr. ASD. He flipped out, causing a ruckus.
Yep.
In his kindy class, I had little girls say in their whiny voices, "He's really naughty and he always gets in trouble."
Oh.
I could have slapped them, but I had to reply with a sarcastic smile, "Oh, is he?" As if we were just finding things out for the first time. We're now facing all the lovely things primary school has to offer. He was suspended from prep 3 times.
Oh, dear.
3 times. Prep.
Yep.
Mostly for non-compliance behaviour issues, all prior to a formal diagnosis.
Yeah.
Other mums were posting pictures of their children getting Student of the Week awards. Fuck those awards. And here I am trying to get my son through a week without visiting the office and multiple phone calls home.
So hard.
It's hard. I could go on, but I just need to thank you for opening your hearts and sharing your heartache with us. You are making a difference. Please don't stop talking. I won't stop listening.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is a really picture.
It is.
My foundation kid's been suspended 3 times.
3 times.
And then I've got to watch all these people in the court, in the schoolyard. Oh, it's student of the week for sitting still and doing amazing learning.
I know. And
that
I think,
must be awful.
Yep. And it's
very lonely.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. You can't suspend preps, okay?
Yeah.
Right?
What?
Come on. And I know, I'm not blaming the teachers because I know the education department needs more support.
Yes.
But this is wrong. And why those teachers aren't striking and saying, "We want more help."
Help.
We can't just suspend a five or six year old.
Yeah.
Who then the diagnosis comes through.
Oh. Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah.
No.
But actually, are preps, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but are they ever that naughty that they need suspending? There's something's happening.
That's right.
You know?
All behaviour has a meaning. Isn't that the most powerful thing I learned in my diploma?
Yes.
Was all behaviour has a meaning.
Yeah.
And I try to think about that all the time.
Yes.
With my girls, with myself.
Yeah.
Because I think it's true.
And no little first year of school person wants to be in trouble.
No.
That's not what people want.
No,
so,
of course.
You know. Poor baby.
Well,
so.
We hear you and
yep.
we hope with a little bit of maybe some help that could, I don't know.
Well, you're not alone. That's
no,
all we
well,
have
that's
to say.
It. That's right.
We're not alone. We're all in this together.
I'll read some reviews.
Yep.
Mandy and Kate, you didn't take my podginity. Truth be told, I'm pretty podmiscuous. But of all the pods I've had, yours is absolutely the best. Please, never stop talking, ladies. Every word speaks to my heart. Pee power. Fist. Hi, lovely ladies. Thank you so much for another snap pee. It's so lonely here with my pee shoots and Google Classroom every day. Can't wait for school to go back and regain my sanity.
Mm.
But going back to school means you may not have time for Mondays. I understand, but I'll miss you. So grateful, Natalie.
Aww.
And this is the first podcast I've ever really listened to and I'm addicted. I'm a mother of 2 neurotypical kids and your podcast is completely opening my eyes to a different world of parenting experiences and people. I think the world would be a substantially better place if we all took the time to listen to your stories and consider our behaviour accordingly.
Mm.
Plus, this podcast is hilarious. I frequently find myself laughing out loud. Keep it up.
There's a lot of thumping upstairs, people. I'm sorry.
There's some extra thumping.
Extra thumping.
School's
out and there's a lot of people in this house at
the
moment.
Yes.
I had one more little message that I wanted to read. Dear Mandy and Kate, I shudder to think of all the outer rectum comments I have made throughout my life.
Yeah, us too.
I was probably patting myself on the back at the time, thinking I was caring and understanding. Mm. What's even more cringeworthy is that I've probably said many of them to my brother-in-law when he was raising his autistic son.
Yeah.
Not comments that aim to be cruel or judging, but simply because I didn't know.
Yeah.
My beautiful nephew has taught me many wonderful lessons about life and people. Now because of you both, I'm a little wiser in what to say to them and others. Yeah. It still takes lots of practice, but at least I can spot when I've let my rectum speak before my brain has time to stop it.
I let my rectum speak first. Close it. Yeah, seal close, the rectum. Close.
Come on. Clench the sphincter.
Seal the rectum.
Over here in WA, we were sparkling remote learning for a couple of weeks at the end of term one. The government didn't say we had to, but my children, especially my son, needed to keep learning as long as possible. My upper primary age son has very slow pickup on any new learnings. He has symptoms of both dyslexia and dysgraphia, but doesn't tick all the boxes. Mm. Like many P parents, we'd gone down the diagnosis road in the hope to get aid time and onto anything, really. His teachers tell me he's a great student and he tries his hardest, but he is clearly behind. Mm. It makes me cry, and I'm incredibly proud all at once to think of all the emotional and physical energy it takes him to learn,
yes,
to behave and to try and try and try.
Yes.
I know Vic and other states have had to do more remote learning than WA. Even though our time was short, my son loved learning at home.
Yeah.
We could go at his pace,
yep,
knock off at recess if we needed to, yep, and concentrate on one or two things he had to learn without the rest of the fluff.
Yes.
That's been so true. It has been.
It's hands down the truth.
I don't want to keep doing it.
No. Let's just be clear.
Let's be clear right now. But I see huge benefits.
Oh, totally.
And you know, I know why people homeschool.
I my eyes have been opened.
Yep, and
I've had a practice. I feel like I've had a practice.
I know.
And if it ever comes to it, then I feel like I probably could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing. So much of my confidence to do it our way was born of listening to you both over the last year. Thank you for the permission, because this was right for my kids. We had our ups and downs, though. When frustrations broke us both, in those moments I would think of all the P families who have a lot more worries than me.
Yes.
A million more ups and downs that are bigger and harder than mine. To those parents, I thought of you every day. I saw you every day, and though I cannot hug you, I sent you love, respect and kind thoughts every day, and I still do. I know. My son didn't want to go back to school when WA brought it back. I finally understood why, and it broke my heart knowing that I was going to send him back. Thank you, COVID-19, for that one thing, for the time and situation to understand my son's and his journey a little better, seeing his battles more clearly.
Mm.
Apart from that COVID, you've been a right fucker.
Yes.
For all those P parents with kids asking not to go back, I will report that my son is doing well. It hurt like hell when they go back, but they'll be okay.
Yeah.
Son has got back in the routine within a week and is really enjoying seeing his mates.
Great.
Apparently his mum doesn't show enough interest in football cards to tick that box.
Okay, sure.
All my best wishes for Woody, Buzz, Millie, Molly, Miss Nine, and for all the bigger kids in your homes with the return to school. Thanks again to you both. That first cuppa when they're back at school is fucking amazing.
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine. I refuse to allow myself to imagine. But, yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that was lovely. That's good encouragement.
It is good encouragement.
About going back.
Yeah, and it's been nice of those Western Australia peas to go, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
That's helpful.
It is helpful.
Yeah.
And it's been really helpful to us.
Thanks to no one from South Australia. Maybe they're not listening.
With all your zero cases.
Yeah, smug. They're smug.
They are smug.
Shut the border on us quick.
Shut the border. They're like, nope, we don't want them. Good on you. Good on you.
Those Victorians.
I know. We've got the whole meat works, which we don't mention. But dear. I wanted to say as well, Peas, that we think, I don't know if we've already said this because, you know, my mind is like a sieve.
Yeah.
We are going to make tracksuits. Have we said that?
No, we haven't.
You know how much I hate tracksuits, but... Our merch guy was like,
I think it's absolutely time.
And Mandy was 100%.
Oh, I'm on.
Yeah.
I'm ordering, baby.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. And we're just doing the mock-ups, but they're so bloody cute.
Yep. So, new hoodies.
Yep. New hoodies that are amazing.
A beanie.
Yes. So
tracksuit pants.
Yep. It'll be out for winter.
Yep.
You
we've
know,
got your winter bodies covered.
We have.
Really cute designs.
Really cute.
Luke is awesome and his team.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. Yeah. So we just 100% mad respect for them. But
yeah, we're so thankful.
We really are, and we can't wait. So we'll tell you.
We'll probably put it up on Facebook and stuff when they're.
Will be so much self-promotion. You won't
it'll be
even.
Constant.
Constant. I do follow a couple of people who I really like. I'm not going to say their names. But they do like a story every day.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you know, I'm this and I'm that and I don't know. So I might be like that with the hoodies. Who knows? Yeah. You know, because I'm really proud of them.
We'll let you go.
Yeah.
We will let you
go. Yeah, well, those are coming in the next few weeks, I would say. Don't, you know, we don't know when.
No, we'll let you know.
We're all, you know, doing the best we can.
That's
but
right.
They are pretty exciting and they're very, very cute. So you're going to love them.
More tote bags will be back there.
Yeah, the tote bags. Eat therapy. Eat sleep therapy repeat. They just sold out.
Yep.
They're amazing. So, you know, we will get some more of them and it'll all be back up on the website. But it's not there yet.
No, but we'll let you know.
But you will. You don't have to worry. You'll know. And remember, P's, that if you want to be in the book.
Yep. Email.
Yep. Email. We got a couple of people going, I'm an out of rectum, but I just wanted to say, you know, this is how it's impacted me. We love that
as
well.
Maybe there'll be a chapter called Outer Rectum.
I think there probably will.
Kate and I were saying maybe we're going to have to, if we're allowed, go away to write.
I think
because
we will
if we
have
could
to.
Write at our houses, there's just no chance. And then I said, well, we'll have to go somewhere with no distractions.
We really will. We can't go anywhere that we can go out.
What's
cute
that gonna
shops.
Be? Like, I will be terrible, Kate. I'll just be coming, remember this story?
I know.
I think maybe I'll just have to go away on my own. I don't know.
Well, we get to do both. We'll have the brainstorming weekend.
All right.
We write it all down and then,
Okay.
So
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah.
But I'm nervous. I want to do a good job.
I know.
Yeah. I'm just, I always said I'm not writing a book. I'm doing a podcast.
I know. Well, bam. Just remember, I did help scholarship with that English
and
the teacher did show it to me to show me how good it was.
So. Oh, really?
She's like, you probably haven't seen what she wrote. And I was like, oh, no, let me look. And I was like,
oh, what a mighty fine sentence.
Wow.
Well,
and
I've
I did all shenanigans year 12 English because I didn't have as many scruples back then and he just wanted to be a builder.
Yeah.
So I just had to,
All right, you'll help. My sister, Auntie Lacey, she's
of course.
Editing.
She's amazing.
Yep. And my other friend Sue, she offered today too, so.
Yeah, there's a few P's that have like emailed
you just might notice which chapter's Kate's and which
It has to be like that. We want our voices.
I know.
And then there'll be your voices as well. So we were super excited. You know, we've just done a few rough things. But
Cool.
So, yeah, send us your stories at the 2Ps
podcast @gmail.com.
And you have to rate and review.
Yes.
It gets other people to hear us if you rate and review.
Brilliant.
It pushes you up the charts and people can see you.
The other thing I thought too, if writing isn't your thing, maybe you could voice memo something as well.
Yep.
So, you know, record it and then email it, but with the title book.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. So at the moment we just want little snippets.
Yeah.
Because we're still choosing how it's going to look and might not be able to use everybody's stories. But
what a day when that's on a shelf.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go everywhere and sign them. You know how people sign?
Don't think I'm going to be just pushing them at the front of every counter.
Where is the 2Ps stand?
Excuse me. Have you got the 2Ps book? And you have to send us videos of you asking people for the book.
Oh, my God, Kate, that will be so funny.
It's really funny because, you know, there's – when you look at the book deals and all that sort of stuff, it was like, you know, you may have to do 2 weeks of promotion. I'm like, sign me up, motherfucker, sign me up.
I'll go wherever you want.
Even if I'm going 4 kilometres down the road, I have to stay at a motel.
Sorry, I've got to go to Whitehorse.
I'm going all the way to South Yarra, so I'll have to stay over.
Over the Dimmicks in Paran.
Anyway, we're silly. Way ahead of ourselves. Thank you for listening, Pings. I hope
your
sparkling
Thursday.
Remote learning's okay this week. Or
keep
if you're back
going.
At school. Keep going. Keep sending us your voice pipes. We love them.
See you. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.